This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time for Flicks at 48 with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Good to have you back in studio, Casey.
I'm back. Thank you.
And this week, we'll hear about the action drama film, The Rhythm Section. Let's hear your take.
When a plane crash kills a young English woman's family, she spirals into depression and prostitution, and not the fancy kind with leather boots and perfume. Actress Blake Lively shows us she can embrace the de-glam of a woman come undone. But the spiral stops when the young woman learns the plane crash was orchestrated by terrorists. Vengeance will be hers. But first she has to change her hair and travel to a cabin in Scotland where she meets a handsome spy who readily agrees to train her to kill the men who destroyed her life. And anyone who knows anything about being a spy knows you train for it by running on dirt trails outside and shooting guns. The fight scenes are entertaining, and a bouncy car chase adds some adrenaline, but the film is so emotionally shallow, there's no way you can develop any feelings for the leading heroine. This movie is based on the 1999 mystery novel, The Rhythm Section, by Mark Burnell, and I'm not dismissing the novel. But why do so many movie producers think it's a good idea to keep churning out these female spy or female assassin movies? The Rhythm Section tries so hard to be realistic and mature, but without genuine passion, it fails to achieve anything poignant or fierce.
All right, you didn't like this one.
No, I just feel like actresses deserve better material and better opportunities than this.
All right, thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.